This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Moss the block. Burrow going deep. He's got him! Touchdown! Jamar Chase! Flag has been thrown. A flag back at the 47.
Kevin Harlan, CBS on the call. That was Cincinnati. Joe Burrow to Jamar Chase. First Ravens. Bengals game. Two exciting, thrilling, high-scoring matchups. Fortunately for the Ravens, they won them both. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. And we did last week, Vinny, the blue players for the Ravens. And for people that may have missed it, explain exactly what the blue players are.
The blue players are top players in your division, in your conference, you know, in your league. Yeah, they're Pro Bowl type players are the blue players. And everybody is hunting and searching for as many blue players as you can get. Most times when you look at it, the team with the most blues, team that wins.
Now for Cincinnati, and we'll break down this offense here in a second, they have a ton of those, but the wins have not been plentiful last couple of years. Burrow was hurt in 2023, but we'll start with him. Led the league in touchdown passes, 43, 9 picks, quarterback rating 108.5, 4,900 yards. If they were a playoff contender, he's probably prominent in the MVP conversation. So I'm not Don Shula here. I'm guessing he qualifies as a blue player.
Absolutely. He is definitely, you know, and in that division, you know, you got Lamar and Burrow are the two, you know, they're both blue quarterbacks, you know, in the division, which is, you know, something that's pretty impressive, you know. So, but Burrow is legit. He helps you win games. He's been to the playoffs. And, you know, they don't have their biggest problem is they have no defense.
Now, as we continue down with the roster, talk about some of the other blue players, like Joe Mixon left to go to Houston, and he had a good year for the Texans. Chase Brown took over, rushed for almost 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. I mean, is he Derrick Henry? No, but, and you can do worse, I guess, running the football.
Yeah, he'd probably be like a red type player, you know. Good starter. A red is like a good starter. But is he a blue player? No. And you mentioned the Derrick Henrys and the Barkleys. Those are legitimate blue type players, and both of them had almost 2,000 yards rushing.
Now let's get to the receivers, and things get interesting here for sure, in a good way if you're a Bengals fan.
Yeah, I mean, Jamar Chase could be the best receiver in the league. So, I mean, you got a definite blue there. So, I mean, at quarterback, Bob, you got one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and you got one of the best receivers in the league. So, you know, not many teams have that combination. And, you know, what does that do to you? Well, your quarterback's making $60 million a year, and your receiver's going to be making about $38 a year. So, you know, then you better be able to. Plus, the other thing about blues, most blues make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you've got to have cheap labor somewhere.
Now you look at T. Higgins. What are we calling him? He might be too green for them.
When it's all said. I don't know that I would consider Higgins a blue player, Bob. I would say red, you know, like a good starter. And like if Chase wasn't there, then maybe Higgins has the opportunity to be the blue player. But they have two very good receivers. Two very good receivers.
Yeah, but Higgins could be moving on. But in 12 games, what, 911 yards, 10 touchdowns in 12 games?
Yeah, that wasn't bad. And really not having any OTAs and minicamp and stuff. So, you know, if you wanted to, I guess you could say he's a blue player. But when we get to the rest of the offense, it may go quick.
Yeah, so let's get to that, the offense here.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else, Bob, be totally honest. I mean, you know, the Gesicki, no, he's been on a bunch of teams. And, you know, he blocks as good as me and you. And I don't think Orlando Brown Jr. is at all. I think he's probably a red. That's why he's been on, what is this, his fourth team?
Third team.
Third team. I think Orlando's all about the money. And then anybody else in their offensive line, I would say absolutely not. So, I mean, they've got two, possibly three blue players. It's a quarterback and receivers. Other than that, they don't. And that's probably why, you know, at times their offense struggles, especially with the offensive line. Because when you look at it, Orlando's a red. Everybody else, I would say, is, you know, barely. I wouldn't even consider them really, like, good reds. You know, they may be like green players.
Now, defensively, and this has been a problem for Cincinnati last couple of years, they have a problem, and we'll start in a secondary, because I guess this is where the problems arose, especially when they went young at safety, and that didn't really pan out for them at all.
Yeah, because they let a blue safety go.
Yeah.
Is what they did, and he went to the Pro Bowl in Atlanta, who had a terrible defense. But Mike Hilton's a good nickelback. So you could say he could be a red nickelback. Dax Hill was a disappointment for them. I mean, they drafted him to be a safety, kind of like the Ravens play defense. And he was outstanding at that at Michigan. Geno Stone, we know Geno. Geno had a hell of a year for the Ravens, but Geno Stone doesn't run very well. He had, what, one interception this year? So that was, and he can't run. Jordan Battle, same thing. The two safeties, like you had mentioned, Bob, the two safeties were, they took a big step back. They were trying to save some money at safety, and it ended up costing them, made them a lot worse. Cam Taylor-Britt, he got beat a lot. So, yeah, they don't have many, other than Hilton, no really even solid starting guys in the secondary.
Now, you look at Trey Hendrickson, there's a blue.
No doubt.
By all accounts,
that's,
I think.
That's the only one they got on defense, Bob. They have one. And what does he want? He wants a new contract or he wants out. So, but he had 17 and a half sacks. Led the league in sacks. He's, you know, a legitimate guy. But they have nothing else to go around him. So, I mean, you can take away Trey Hendrickson if you want. You know, Sam Hubbard, you know, is probably a decent red on the other side, you know. But they just don't have a lot of talent, Bob. I mean, they got, yeah, one blue on the defensive side, whereas the Ravens, what'd we say, the Ravens have like three or four, you know, with Matabike and Hamilton and Marlin and Roquan. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Ravens have four, they have one. So that's a huge difference for the Bengals, and that's why defensively, Bob, they sucked. I mean, you know, you got one guy and he's a pass rusher. And your secondary is not good. Your linebackers are not great, you know, and your defensive line. What, you know, you had trouble. If you got trouble stopping a pass and a run, you're in trouble.
It's Vinny Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch, talking about Cincinnati's roster compared to Baltimore's team they're going to be chasing in the AFC North. But when you have a blue quarterback, that always, you know, can cover up a lot of weaknesses. But if the Bengals, really want to ascend to the Ravens, Buffalo, Kansas City level of true contenders, How much work are they going to have to put in this offseason on defense?
They, you know, kind of like Bob, I don't know if you saw it, but you saw what Atlanta did at the combine. They sent only their defense. Not an offensive coach was sent to the combine. All the defensive coaches are there. And last year they sent all offensive coaches. So this year, defensive coach, they're taking all defense. I mean, the Bengals need defense. I mean, biggest thing they need to do is they got to take care of their own before they do anything. I mean, you got Chase a free, you got a Blue that's a free agent, you got Higgins, you could say red or blue, but I mean, you got three Blues that are free agents, and they're going to cost you a fortune, you know, because you're talking $38 million. Hendrickson's probably 30-some million, close to it. Chase is about, New England's already said they pay him $30 million. You know, he's going to get $25 million if he's franchised. So you got to hit. Bob, their draft picks have sucked. That's their biggest problem. You know, they haven't done well in their draft, and that's why they have no defense, and now they got a new defensive coordinator, Al Golden from Notre Dame.
So how far are they behind the Ravens right now in the pecking order of the division and behind the other powerhouse teams in the AFC?
Well, we kind of saw what they had to do, Bob. They had to outscore you.
Yep.
That was the biggest problem. And, you know, I mean, they have the lead with the Ravens. You know, the Ravens going up and down the field. They couldn't stop people. That was their issue. You know, they won five in a row at the end. But defensively, they still don't. Talent-wise, they're not good enough. In the offensive line and in defense, they're just not good enough. You know, and that's why, you know, you could say, well, Burrow and, you know, they've got to score to beat the Ravens. They scored 35 and 34, Bob, I think it was, and still lost both games.
Yeah. I mean, he threw 9 touchdown passes against the Ravens.
Yeah.
And they lost both. Travis Kelce, if you missed it, he said he's coming back for another season. So there you go.
No surprise. I guess he had some sick, he was sick or had something, virus or something at the Super Bowl. Cause
it's going around.
He looked like he didn't want to be there. And, hey, if he's coming back, man, I'm happy because, like he said, he's got to be all in. And this tells me that, you know, he's going to have his trainer. But a lot of times he does his workouts from wherever in the world.
Yeah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, give you an Oriole update, taking on Toronto, give you the Orioles lineup. Jordan Westberg dealing with a back issue, so he's been out of the lineup going back to last Saturday. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk NFL, talk baseball, talk NBA, whatever's on his mind. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, always filled with opinions you're going
to
hear.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm on the Fan. Orioles lineup today against Toronto. Gunnar Henderson at short. Adley Rutschman behind the plate, Cedric Mullins center field, Tyler O'Neill in left field, Ryan O'Hearn's at first, Ryan Mountcastle, DH, Ramon Laureano's in right field, Ramon Arias, third base, Nick Gordon, second base, Grayson Rodriguez, who three up, three down in the first, took a liner off his foot, though, but no harm, no foul. Gunner ran down a Bo Bichette, a little blooper there as we get through. No Anthony Santander for the Toronto Blue Jays, of course, signed that big three-year deal. Or five-year deal, rather, with Toronto. Jordan Westberg dealing with lower back soreness. And this is Brandon Hyde talking about it, because at the time, you know, we mentioned it, he hadn't played since Saturday. Yeah. And then, Brandon Hyde explained why, and Nolan McGraw pointed this one out. Felix Bautista, he threw a live session today, and bringing the heat on top of it, Hyde said that Bautista will have one or two more after today before making his spring debut. So he hasn't pitched in a game yet, Nolan, but it looks as though it's imminent that he's going to get himself out there. And is he going to be the mountain? One of the big questions we have about the Orioles here in 2025, is he going to be the dude that he was in 2023, throwing triple digits and pretty much dominating? I mean, his K per innings pitch rate that season was awesome. He blew some saves. Let's not forget.
He got used a lot.
Yeah, but boy, he was awesome that season.
No doubt about it. Maybe one of the best closer seasons in Orioles history, and they've had quite a few. I mean, Jim Johnson had a great one. Zach Blurton, of course. So for him to stand on his own against those resumes is fantastic. And the Orioles, you saw what life was like without him last year. You kind of take it for granted sometimes when you have a guy like that. I mean, I mentioned how much they used him that year, but I mean, there were instances where Hyde would say, I mean, ninth inning's not enough. I need you here to finish out the eighth and then the ninth, and he would still be able to do it. I mean, that is such a luxury that you look around the league, there really aren't guys that do that. I think about Class A in Cleveland, probably fits that mold. That yeah.
Williams could give with you, the Yankees.
Yeah, it could give you a couple innings if you really need it, but I mean, these guys, they're so locked in. I'm just happy that he's at this point, or he's this far along at this point in the spring, because this could have easily been, coming off Tommy John, a case where something's flaring up on him. We got to shut him down, take it easy, start ramping it up in a couple weeks. I mean, I like that they're taking a little bit more of a cautious approach here. Hopefully it pays off in the long run.
Yeah, but the back-to-back save opportunity is probably not going to be happening anytime soon. Let's just get him unscathed through Florida, and once the season begins a month from today, which is kind of mind-boggling. The Orioles, by the way, in their top, their half of the first, Gunner grounds out, Adley walks, Mullins flies out, O'Neill hits into a fielder's choice. So Grayson on the hill, top of the second inning there, Orioles down in Florida, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. Getting back to the NFL real quick before Mike Harmon joins us, bottom of the hour. ESPN did an exercise, Seth Walder, predicting the starting quarterbacks for all 32 NFL teams. Spoiler alert, he's got Lamar starting for the Ravens.
No way.
Spoiler alert, Josh Allen for Buffalo.
Oh.
Incredible, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. But Cleveland Browns predicted 2025 starter. Keep in mind, they have the second pick in the draft. Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Benched in Atlanta.
Now, he and Stefanski were in Minnesota together, correct?
Sounds right, but I'm not 100%
sure.
Yeah,
I think so. That one...
Yeah, he and Stefanski's success together in Minnesota.
Yep, that makes sense. Plus, Bob, I mean, for them to take a rookie that you're not sure of and you're on the hot seat, I would definitely concede that they want to do that.
Yep, released. He'll be released, possibly, by the Atlanta Falcons, who drafted a quarterback in the first round, which stunned everyone after they had signed him to that deal. But, you know, it looked like the smart play in hindsight. Las Vegas Raiders. Sorry, Gardner Minshew, who only plays well against the Ravens. Aiden O'Connell. Shedeur Sanders.
Okay. I mean, Tom Brady and Shedeur, they have a relationship. Say that.
Now, New Orleans, now Mickey Loomis said they're running it back with Carr.
Yep.
ESPN saying Justin Fields is going to be the New Orleans starting quarterback. which means he won't be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think that Fields, Bob, that's a one-year prove-it deal wherever he goes.
Then does he become like the backup quarterback guy for the duration of his career?
If he doesn't become Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold.
Right. Giants say they've had quarterback problems would be an understatement. ESPN predicting that Cam Ward will be their starter. The Jets, long-time quarterback issues. How about Derek Carr?
Ugh.
Derek Carr? No Derek Carr?
No.
How about the Pittsburgh Steelers? Sam Darnold.
No,
because J.J. McCarthy obviously will take over for the Vikings unless, you know,
and didn't
a certain ayahuasca enthusiast gets the
Didn't gig. Daniel Jones sign with the Vikings?
Yes, he
to
did.
Be,
and then Tennessee Titans, I guess the Will Levis mayonnaise era might be coming to an end. They have the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby Brissett. Always fun in a pinch.
Ugh. That doesn't excite me too much there.
Now, decent bet to be the starters. Richardson and Indy. Even though that confidence level's starting to fade.
Yeah, I saw where it's a competition now.
Matthew Stafford stays in L.A. with the Rams. Okay. McCarthy, as we said, takes over Minnesota. Geno Smith will stay.
Seattle.
In Seattle. And then, of course, you got, you know, the Kylers and the Penixes and the Lamars of the world. But the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh and Cleveland, you know, could have a bearing on what happens in the AFC North, obviously, where you have two locks in Lamar and Joe Burrow. But Pittsburgh's, they make the playoffs. If they can get any level of consistent, maybe big-time production from their QB, how much do they level up here?
Well, Bob, the thing about it is, I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, you know, your defensive window with your blue-type guys, they're starting to kind of get narrow. They're getting old. Cam Hayward's 36. You know, Watt's, what, 31?
Minka Fitzpatrick's been around for a while.
Yeah, so, I mean, time is now for them.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan, Orioles and Blue Jays scoreless top of the second, two outs there. Grayson going up against Gravis Martinez, two outs in the inning, as we said. We'll come back, talk more football and all sports in general with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. And inside access at 2, we got the Funhouse coming up a couple of minutes, and get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about 15 or 20. Get your votes in, Featured Artist Friday, breaking that one out for you. In just a matter of minutes, Orioles taking on the Blue Jays there. Bottom of the second inning, Grayson Rodriguez goes an inning and two-thirds. 25 pitches, 15 strikes, couple of Ks there. So, well, G-Rod looks to be in full health. Jordan Westberg, not so much, dealing with a sore back as he's out of the lineup. Yet again, got the NFL Combine going on in Indianapolis as the draft creeps closer. You got free agency coming up as the league year is going to begin in a couple of weeks here. You got, March Madness right around the corner. Terps losing on 60-footers at the buzzer here to talk about that and more. Oh, and the beautiful people out in L.A. with maybe the most beautiful person of them all. From Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast because it's always fantasy football season, believe it or not. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening?
Ooh, what's going on, guys? I'm down 30 pounds on this thing they got me going. I'll be out with the dental floss with the beautiful people on the beach here for spring break. Let's go. What's happening?
30 pounds, not to get too far off topic. Doing what? Getting the flu like me? Because that's what I got.
Fortunately, I avoided that. I did have COVID like 3 weeks ago, but that was not fun. No. We partnered with a company, so, cleaning up the diet, doing some of the psychological part of it, and then, their meal plan, not too much extra walking or anything, sleeping a little bit better, finding peace with my myself, all those deep thoughts.
Where is alcohol included in that?
I have not had a drop of alcohol since Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. How do you live with yourself, Mike Harmon? By the way, when I'm sucking down beer and eating cheesesteaks, I'll be thinking about you over the weekend. But speaking of in shape, out of shape, whatever shape you want to call him, Luka Doncic. He was doing push-ups a couple of days ago as the Mavs came to town. Of course, you figured he'd drop a triple-double, which is exactly what he did. And we know the Lakers are always a big deal in the NBA, in the sporting world, and certainly out there in La La Land. But bringing him in, as it even excited the fan base more, and no longer just going, because I get sick of hearing about the Lakers, quite frankly. But now, do we look at them as viable contenders in the Western Conference, where Oklahoma City is really, really good? But are the Lakers a strong candidate to maybe finish second or third here?
If they're healthy, right, and this is always the big if, right? We had that if with Anthony Davis. Now we add it for Luka and for LeBron James. If those two guys are healthy, offensively, it is going to be very fascinating to watch. Because the thing it does, and we've seen the defensive metrics for the last, whatever it is, 20 games, where it was already starting to happen, where they're moving the ball, the shooters, Hachimura, connect before he got dealt, and Bathley comes back, but Austin Reeves go on down the line. You got guys that can shoot, right? And now you got two creators. There's an awful lot of space. So on nights where that is working, not to mention you've got to be honest in defending them, opening up the lanes where you get some of these easy looks. Look what Jackson Hayes is doing. Look what Rui Hachimura is doing when he's not living behind the three-point line. Or Luka the LeBron, like we've seen that a number of times already, that it's going to force some of these other squads in the Western Conference. They're going to press. So offensively, now you got guys taking bad, ill-advised three-point shots, which is the scourge of the existence, right, and the bane of the existence of the NBA and what everybody wags their fingers about. They could force you into that. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I wish they had another big guy for my Laker fans' sake, but I don't think there's anybody in the West as loaded as it is that really scares you to where you say in a seven-game series, other than what Denver I think is overall, but you know they handled them pretty soundly a little over a week ago. So yeah, optimism riding high. Oh, and then it goes straight into Dodger baseball. So guess what I got? I got nothing but Dodger car flags and Laker car flags. It makes me sick.
Well, no pun intended about being sick here. Wouldn't it be ironic though if Cleveland and the Lakers played in the finals? Cleveland right now best record in the East. Donovan Mitchell's a stud, but can a 6'3" guard, 6'2", kind of dominate and take you to the promised land? But LeBron versus his former team. LeBron still has his heartstrings being tugged by the Cavalier organization. Of course, he's from Akron, Ohio. Wouldn't that kind of be cool if, in fact, it did happen? Cleveland versus the Lakers. What's this? March, April, May, June. 4 months from now in the finals.
Oh, there's no question about it. If we can get there,
that'd be kind of awesome, as a matter of fact.
Look, the two teams we're loving, Smith and I on our show, we talk about them all the time. We've been watching and waiting on the Pistons to finally put something together, and Cade Cunningham's got them cooking. But this Cleveland squad, now you added DeAndre Hunter, who was a very unheralded, just go-to-work guy, who was a glue guy in Atlanta, and nobody cared because Atlanta stunk. He comes to Cleveland, and all of their efficiencies, they're first everywhere. He rebounds. He runs the floor, defends like a madman, all of these things. And and he can put the ball in the basket, too, at that 14 to 18 clip a night. So, yeah, all of that said, that would be great poetic theater. I think it would be fantastic. And maybe people would leave Donovan Mitchell alone and give a little more respect also to Darius Garland, who's been one hell of a player for them.
Yep. Hey, Mike, I'm trying to figure out what the Rams are trying to do, because Stafford, he wants $50 million. And if I'm his agent, I'm right there with him. I want $50 million too, because compare me to these other guys that are making $50 million, and I belong.
Yeah, I think some of it is he's not quite Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers with the threats to retire, but every offseason here, guys, has been a lot of does Matthew still want to play football? Does Matthew want to do this? They had that last year, right? He didn't come to a bunch of the offseason workouts. They had to put things aside. Guess what happened? They stunk to start the season. You can tell me all you want about, oh, this guy was hurt or that guy was hurt. Guess what? Stafford played pretty bad football out of the gate. Did he finish strong? Yes. Did they play well in the playoffs? Yes. But how sustainable is that year to year as you go forward? The other being, you're also looking at a situation where you've got a really young talent base. So it's not I got to win this year kind of mentality. So do you want to do that year to year? I wouldn't. Like, I want a guy that's my guy for a long period of time and not just 1 to 2 years, which is why I don't necessarily believe any of the Aaron Rodgers stuff. I just find it fascinating that we're kind of doing the same thing the Giants did with Saquon Barkley, yet because we hold the Rams in such high esteem, they're wizards when they allow Stafford to go in to seek a trade, whether he met up with Tom Brady to go skiing or not, and insiders are slap fighting at a Starbucks. I mean, it's all great theater. But all of that to say, if they really wanted him, they would have already figured this out and been done, because it's not like you've got 15 quarterbacks that are A-list capable guys out in the marketplace. They've clearly, I think, identified who they want as his successor.
Now, the combine, speaking of the combine, what are you looking forward to at the combine? I mean, yeah, we had the, Albert Breer and somebody else got into it, insiders. That would be an interesting fight. It probably wouldn't last long.
No, I think Schultz would wreck him.
That'd be all right.
You get into that, and it's ironic it happens in a Starbucks. Look at his family history. I won't belabor that with the radio audience. Son of the Starbucks people. He had a home field. But all of that to say, it's about, the semantics of, we don't know 100% what Stafford's, hey, go into the marketplace and find a trade is, right? So is that just carte blanche? Do you still have to file some paperwork with people? Like, the rules on this are kind of nebulous when it comes to tampering and all. But, like, that's the stuff that's going to come out of this, right? A lot of the testing is interesting. We'll get a couple of the guys that become heroes because they run some crazy-ass 40s. The Abdul Carter news is disappointing. Because I hate that we're now some doctors say get a surgery, some don't. It's like, okay, so where are we at on this? Because this was a guy that maybe generational, maybe he was going to be the number one. Maybe he was the guy that the Titans GM was talking about a month ago when he said we can't pass on a generational guy. Or was it Travis Hunter? I don't know. Risers and fallers, I always kind of chuckle about. But the quarterback subterfuge and how quickly that market comes together is fun. The other real story to this, guys, of how many teams aren't bothering to send either one side of the football or for their head coaches to not even bother to make the trip. So, you can do a lot of that work remotely based on film, based on Zoom calls, and only send a couple of people there. Because I remember doing conferences years ago when I was at Yahoo and everybody wanted to, quote, do business with us, holding an NDA in their hand like they were going to give us the greatest life-changing app ever. I got to imagine if you're Sean McVay and some of these guys, everybody just wants to kiss the ring. That would get tiresome after a while. Not that anybody was looking to kiss my ring. They just wanted part of the Yahoo yodel associated with their brand, thinking it was going to get them riches. But I think the same thing. It's like, work smarter, not harder.
Wow, that's a vintage, 2008 reference to Yahoo. Mike Harmon, how do people get their fantasy football, Jones, given the fact that there's no football right now?
Well, I think as we get in, obviously everybody doing the prop betting, even college students. Oh, did I go? Is that too soon?
Fresno State
basketball.
Yeah, the scandals that have been there for as long as the three of us have been breathing air, that suddenly we have reinforcements and things to police them, and folks are getting caught, and people are like, oh my God. It's all of that. We just did a 5-round mock draft on the iWatch Flex podcast, kind of where we would draft guys right now. A lot of pithy commentary. I was really tired, so I got snarky in some of the picks. It's pretty funny. Our producer had a theory of how he wanted to draft, so it became a running bit. And Dan Beyer and I, we do our usual back and forth nonsense and try to read the tea leaves. So we got that going. More fantasy content to come. And as always, again, Major League Baseball. My White Sox over-under is 49.5, guys.
Shoot for the stars.
49.5.
Shoot for the stars. Orioles trying to get to playoffs again and win a playoff series for the first time in 11 years. He's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I can't believe he's already done a 5-round draft. But, Mike, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your total request Thursday. And if they won't kiss your ring, tell them to kiss you know what. Know what I'm saying? That's right.
There you go. You can cut and print it. I'm going to ask for that audio so I can put it in a promo.
Word. All right, see you.
See you, guys.
Mike Harmon's video at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Funhouse, Dolan McGraw, Inside Access, top of the hour.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, texter here says, Brandon Hyde needs to be cautious with Felix Bautista all season long. It's just not worth it to wear this guy out with a 4 or 5 out save when his health will be extremely crucial to any playoff success. Of course, others in the pen will need to actually hold up to make life easier.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. I don't see a 4 or 5 out save happening anytime soon for Felix Bautista, much less back-to-back 3 out save opportunities. They will handle him with kid gloves, but so far, as we talked about earlier, Nolan, side sessions are going well. The velo baseball term is back. Still a couple of more side throws before he even gets into a game in Florida, much less up in Camden Yards.
Got another one here talking about the NFLPA's grades for organizations. Texter here, not as on board with this as a yearly tradition. Says these player reports are garbage from overpaid entitled athletes. I have no doubt that these so-called F conditions would be amazing amenities to anyone outside the team. Not to mention, it's subjective, with some players having an axe to grind against their team.
I think all those things are probably true. You know, pro facilities are not like college facilities. College facilities are built to impress because of recruiting. You know, in pro facilities, you don't have as many guys, you know, and, you know, now people are making them nicer and stuff. But I mean, like the locker rooms at Alabama where, you know, you have all the, you know, headsets and TV, you know, the NFL is not gonna do that kind of stuff.
Now, outside of Buffalo, you know, I'm trying to think, who really has an antiquated stadium nowadays in the NFL? I mean, Camden Yards. M&T's 27 years old now, and they've invested a lot of money in reestablishing that. But the training camp spots, that's where they've been putting a lot of dough, is making the facilities, because most training camps now are on site. I mean, the Ravens have been at M&T Owings Mills since, what, 2010? 15 years now.
Well, it's cheaper, Bob, for teams to keep them at home. And, you know, the facilities at a lot of those places suck.
Yeah.
You know, like we were in Rockland, California at a junior college when I was, you know, in San Francisco. The dorms were awful. Awful.
Then
you know,
Ravens were at Westminster, McDaniel College, and the training spot was the old Colts place out there in Owings Mills.
And like it or not, I mean, these annual report cards the last couple of years have actually led to changes. I mean, look at the Ravens. You don't think that them giving the F- to the strength and conditioning coach played a factor in him getting fired?
Oh, no doubt.
I mean,
but everybody said, though, he sucked.
Right, but putting that out there on a public scale, now the media's commenting on it, talking about, hey, why are the Ravens getting an F-?
Yeah, you know. I want to know what Cincinnati's going to do to up their grub game after that failing with Gordon Ramsay.
What's Woody Johnson going to do to up his F-? Stay out of everybody's hair.
Eh, I don't have that.
7-0, Bob.
It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We're back tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Featured Artist Friday. It is Rage Against the Machine. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.